And this room you see is a little bit longer than that. This is a pantry along, or, and now this room comes down to here. And the kitchen is here, and there's a breakfast room out here.
So you call out the...
Alright, you see you enter here through this entry. In the living room and the dining room, there's a long butler's pantry here with an outside door, and then the kitchen. And that's a breakfast room that's off of the thing. Now this should stop here, and this should be the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And this space between the dining room and living room should just be part of the dining room.
This should be part of the dining room, yes. And then there's a hall here, and this should all be living room, I guess. We'll just have to put that in his living room. Mm-hmm. Then there's a den or a library here, and there's a bedroom here, a bath here, and a bedroom there, and a bath and bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was a child, this was a sleeping porch, as we called it. Everybody had a sleeping porch, but it was glassed in. And then this bedroom was added later, and this breakfast room was added later.
This bedroom that extends out?
It was added when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then so was the breakfast room. Now, we had a garage that was out here, and went out this way, and that was taken out, and this became my father had a workshop out there, and then there were servants' quarters on there, and the garage now is over here and faces the street on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And this used up a quarter of a block.
You called this said that this bedroom back here was a
sleeping porch.
What's the distinction between a...
Well, a sleeping porch used to have a whole lot of beds and not anything else in it, and you went out there to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done a lot in the South, especially you used to just screen in a porch.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they weren't glassed in at all, they were only screened in. And you slept out there in the summers particularly. And this, you know, people had a lot of TB. And this was considered particularly good for you, or to keep you from having TB and what have you. And then down on the beach even, everybody had a sleeping porch, and it was just... Sometimes you just had awnings, and then later on they were all glassed in because, of course, the storms would come in and everything would get wet. But you would have a long porch and just lines of beds on it, and everybody slept out on the sleeping porch.
Just because it was more comfortable?
Well, yes. I mean, the breeze came right through the sleeping porch, and everybody went out there and slept on the sleeping porch. You came in and dressed in what were supposedly the bedrooms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there were usually not even any beds in the bedrooms. Sometimes yes and sometimes no, depending on whether or not you used them in the winter. We almost never used our beach houses in the winter. And a lot of people do now.
What beach would this be, Galveston?
This would be down on the Bolivar Peninsula, which is between here and Galveston.
Mm-hmm. What about
we all had beach houses.
This house here, can you make a sketch of that?
It's called a Norman cottage.
This house is?
Yes, that was what they built. And when you look at it, there's this one out here. This, I think, came out like this. And then there's another one that came out right about there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one went out on the end. And it's brick, and there's a fireplace right here, and this fireplace went up way, you know, in the...
Wait, which?
Now, this would be where the living room and the entry were. The entry
is
out there. I may not be doing this exactly right. And then that would be the dining room. So if you looked at it, it was sort of, it had lots of gables. It could have been the house of seven gables, I guess. I never counted them.
What about this house here? Could you make a floor plan?
Yes, if you need it. All right. That one might be easier to do.